Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Norm Pardo, interesting guy, and I don't know if we had him on before, but I remember reading about all of the business dealings. So he, if I remember right, he was in real estate, and then he became OJ's business manager in 99, right around 2000.
After the acquittal.
Right. Yeah. But he was the business manager when the infamous memorabilia robbery happened, right?
Yes, right around. And then also, he's the guy who had the OJ tapes. Like, he had like 70 hours, like behind the scenes of just him and OJ, you know, talking or whatever was going on in OJ's life.
And well, and that's another thing. I can't remember the story. Did OJ know they were being taped?
Well, I don't think. Well, I mean, I knew some of it.
Let's just grab him.
For nearly 20 years, our next guest was the right-hand man, confidant, keeper of secrets, and business manager for O.J. Simpson. You've seen him in such documentaries as Who Killed Nicole and the Academy Award-winning O.J., Made in America. And he is, above almost anyone else, qualified to talk about the man who was at the center of one of the most high-profile murder cases in history. Please welcome Norman Pardo.
Norm Pardo, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So we were talking about how you got involved with O.J. Simpson. It was a few years after his acquittal for the murder, but then he was also found guilty on the civil trial by then, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was before the civil trial, yes.
Okay. And so you became his business manager for all those years, and there were a bunch of tapes. Now, was it you guys just sitting there talking and he knew you were recording?
Well, it started out, he sort of knew it, and then after a while, it became so comfortable, he forgot the camera was rolling all the time.
And what was the purpose of that stuff?
I made a deal with him that I'd put him back out on tour. In return, I got to film everything.
So, I
wasn't really his business manager. I was more of a manager because I owned the company he was working for.
Oh, because he had to hide the money. Because obviously, if he didn't have you as the shell, then he would have to pay
the
money.
No, actually, with the way I worked it with all of the people, you know, all the shows we did, he did the deal directly with them. I just connected the two.
Okay. And I'm just, because I always wondered why.
I didn't want any of the money or get involved with that. That wasn't my thing. My thing was to get the video footage and find out what happened to Nicole.
And what do you think happened to Nicole?
That night, if you want to know that night, O.J.
Yes.
was there at the beginning when Ron and Glenn got into an argument. Well, actually, O.J. was arguing with Ron. And then Glenn, the guy he brought with him, stepped in, and there was a big fight, and the knives were pulled, and O.J. got cut, and he ran out of the back gate.
Well, hold on. Now, Glenn, the guy we're talking about, Glenn Rogers, right? Now, Glenn is currently in trouble for two other murders. Now, This guy was a serial killer.
He's a bona fide serial killer. I mean, he's claimed to kill 60, 70 people.
Well, why were they friends? How do they know each other? How did O.J. and the serial killer know each other?
Well, from what I'm understanding, going by the records, a guy named Robert Kardashian, this is what, in some of the records, hired a guy, William Waz, the first time, to follow Nicole around and allegedly kill her. That's what he said in his testimony.
Proper to the courts.
The
guy accused said that Kardashian. But why would Kardashian hire someone to kill? That would implicate him in murder. He was a high priced lawyer with a lot to lose.
That's the question people have to ask themselves. The only thing I could think of is maybe when OJ had a fling with Chris, he got really mad. I don't know. He did break her.
But you kill OJ. You don't kill Nicole.
Well, I think that, I don't know. Exactly. You kill OJ. How do you kill OJ? Putting him in jail wouldn't do it, but if OJ went to prison, that would do it. You kill the thing that OJ loved the most.
But then Kardashian,
I'm not saying he did or didn't, wasn't part of it. I mean, that's just what the court documents I'm finding are saying, the proffers.
And so what happened then?
I don't know who hired Glenn Rogers. It could have been OJ. It could have been him. But the first person that supposedly was hired was by Robert Kardashian, and then it moved to OJ was with Glenn that night. I know that Glenn said in a letter that, or whatever, that OJ didn't pay him, and he wasn't going to let that N-word, you know, leave him holding a bag. And he went over to OJ's house to get his money, and OJ didn't pay him and already flew out, so he went back to Nicole's.
Yeah, but why would OJ have paid him if Kardashian hired him?
That's why I'm thinking, okay, I think OJ and Kardashian both knew what was going on, or maybe it's just OJ. See, I don't know that part. Now, supposedly, oh, not supposedly, we got a letter from Glenn Rogers that said me and OJ didn't do anything or didn't sign any agreements directly together. But the way he worded it was he had an agreement, but it didn't come directly from OJ.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't sign anything if it's murder, right? I mean, this just wouldn't be on paper.
No, but he's just saying we didn't have any agreements, so I don't know if it was signed paper or just verbal agreements.
So this other guy.
With O.J. Simpson directly. So I don't, it was a very weird thing trying to pull these, because both people were trying to play me. O.J. was playing me. He didn't know Glenn, and Glenn was playing me. He didn't know O.J., and then finally he said, well, yeah, I know O.J., and then O.J., when I sent him the letter from Glenn Rogers in prison that said, I'm sorry about what happened to your wife, didn't mean to do it type thing. He went ballistic and said, I told you to stay away from that guy. I don't know you anymore. So then I knew he knew Glenn. There's no doubt. And that's when me and OJ got into a big argument. And that was sort of the end of our relationship up until like a month ago when we talked and wanted to bury the hatchet and get, you know, let bygones be bygones because he was sick.
Did you call him or he called you?
A friend of ours called both of us and said, you guys can't be fighting no more.
Why not? I mean, if you, honestly, in all kidding, Norm, I mean, if you believe he had any part to do with killing that girl and that poor kid, then why would you even like the guy? I mean, it wasn't that way.
It's just, you know, when somebody's dying, I don't know. I just like, okay, OJ, it's okay, whatever. You know, I know what happened. OJ knows I know what happened. And that's why he went ballistic. But, you know, it's not my place to judge that man. It's
sure
God's
it
place.
No,
and
listen,
I looked at
I
it that
there's...
way. I'm like, I'm not going to, you know, it's like some of the other people in my life has left me hanging. You know, I had to forgive them.
Well, yes, there's some stuff. Well, and listen, I understand what you're saying.
I'm still mad. Don't get me wrong, because I wish he would have came out and said what happened. It would have cleared the air to a lot of people. And we could, you know, it could be put to rest.
Yeah, but if you believe he really
I understand why he wouldn't do it, because he didn't want the kids knowing anything. He always wanted the kids to think he had nothing to do with it, wasn't there, was already gone, everything was great.
Do you think his kids really think he didn't kill their mom?
I think so. I think, well,
come on.
I don't know for certain, to be honest, because some of them are very angry at him.
Yeah, because he killed their mom.
You know, so I don't really know. I know that his son was very good to him, and they seem to get along real good.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they were thinking. And yeah, I don't like to talk about the kids too much either, you know?
Tell me, of course, and I understand that.
You know, that's something that they didn't have nothing to do with nothing. And that's why, you know, every time when OJ was going to prison for that, the robbery thing, he and I had a conversation. I was back in the back talking to him like, you know, he was in jail. And he said, just keep the media away from my kids. That's all he was really caring about.
What about
I promised him when he went to jail, I'd do that, not realizing that I was going to get so close to the killer with him.
Well, but he was the killer, you know, too. He was the killer, too. If he was a part of it, I don't care if you were.
I know. That's what I told everybody, and I'm not going to say he wasn't. He was, you know, he was accessory to it.
Sure.
You know, he had no business being. If he wasn't there at all, I'd say that's okay. That's why OJ's so mad at me. Because he knows I know, and that pisses him off, because he's like, you can't tell people this. I'm like, well, I'm telling him, wait, I'm not going to hold nothing back. The movie I made in the book, it goes in detail on how we found that.
All right. Well, listen, they're giving me the rap, Norm. But OJ, dead now.
Hey, well, anytime you guys want to talk, just let me know.
Well, okay. All right, I'll get your number. What were OJ's last words to you?
You take care, buddy.
Wow. Yeah, I guess it wasn't going to be see you later.
No, we knew. He knew.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Norm, stay there. Jesus Christ.
Mark your calendar.
You're
going to talk again.
I got no problem with Norm Pardo. And let me tell you why right now. Because I can already tell what you guys are thinking that you're listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course it's bad. It's scumbag, right? But why do you care? OJ was a scumbag.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. Like, to me, but like,
you're taken from.
There's part of me that kept going, oh, man, you know, this is just.
Mm-hmm.
But then, because clearly he was there to scam OJ. There's sure. no doubt about that. It was not friendship. He was shooting video, making movies, getting in close, going to make
agenda.
Some money. He's going to ride that mm-hmm. that monster all the way to the grave.
Like now.
Now, that being said.
He kind of reworded it, but the whole shell thing with the money is it, too.
Of course it was a shell. That's the most obvious thing ever. I own the company. He got paid. To do, mm-hmm. Of course, that's how. What did we pay him? We paid him $6, you know.
Yeah.
That way he never paid the Goldman family. But, you know. I mean, there's no doubt this dude's a scumbag.
He's here today.
I mean,
to talk and promote anything and everything.
Yes, I know. OJ's just
freshly DOA.
Yeah, which is that's right. OJ's dead. That came out yesterday. It was mm-hmm. the best Thursday in a long time.
OJ, OJ, he was under suspicion wherever he did roam. OJ, OJ. God finally found the real killer and took him home. Of all the accusations, he must have been tired. OJ is dead, and this much I can tell. And now we found out the juice has expired. Hope he's riding that white Bronco straight to hell. OJ, OJ. Oh, he's dead as hell. The system couldn't do. He was up on murder charges, but was acquitted. Robert Kardashian truly made that save. But everybody knows that OJ did. Now Ron Goldman's dad can be on OJ's grave. OJ, OJ. I wonder if OJ confessed on his death.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.